In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Question 95. What do we mean when we say, in the Apostles' Creed, that Christ descended into hell? When we say that Christ descended into hell, we mean that after he died, the soul of Christ descended into a place or state of rest called limbo, where the souls of the just were waiting for him. The word hell simply means, here in the Creed, the place of the dead. Usually it refers to the place of the damned souls, but here in the Apostles' Creed, it has its first meaning of the place of the dead. However, Christ did not go to all the dead, but only to the good souls, such as Abraham, Moses, David, St. Anne, St. John the Baptist, St. Joseph, and many others who had died before he did. The words heaven and hell, of course, are not found in the Bible. They come from Anglo-Saxon words. Heolon means the place above, heophon, the place below, and then limbo, the place between. You find other words instead that refer to these. For example, our Blessed Lord did not say in the Gospels, he didn't use the word hell, but instead he would say things like, you risk the fires of Gehenna. Well, Gehenna was an actual place that was just outside of the city of Jerusalem. Everybody knew what it was. And it was a dump, and it was there were rotting corpses and animals there. And by spontaneous combustion, fire, as many dumps have a danger of that. And so when he said the place where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched, well, the place was always burning. There was always rotten things there. But he doesn't exactly use the word hell. And the same with limbo. It may not be found in the Bible. You find the Hebrew word sheol, a place of captivity. But just because they are not used in the Bible does not mean they exist or that we do not believe in them. We do not construct our faith from the Bible. Rather, the faith was passed on to us in many ways, oral and written tradition. Bible is part of that. But it's not as though we sit down with a Bible and try to figure out how to make a parish from it. So there's a lot of speculation about limbo. It's not mentioned in the new catechism of the Catholic Church, and it's certainly not in public revelation, but it is very much a part of Catholic tradition, being a place of perfect, natural happiness, and very much strengthens the traditional doctrine of our Lord, who said you have to be baptized in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. There was a document, you might have seen this in the news, that came out from an international theological commission, which said, well, we really don't think that you have to believe in limbo, that sort of thing. But this commission was also speculation, and really has nothing to do with Catholic doctrine. Number 96, why did Christ go to limbo? Christ went to limbo to announce to the souls waiting there the joyful news that he had reopened heaven to mankind. Question 97. Where was Christ's body while his soul was in limbo? While his soul was in limbo, Christ's body was in the Holy Sepulchre. When did Christ rise from the dead? This is question 98. Christ rose from the dead, glorious and immortal, on Easter Sunday, the third day after his death. This may be a little confusing. The third day, you might be thinking, well, if he died on Friday and rose on Sunday, how is that the third day? It's only 2 days. Well, think of it this way. For the Jews, the new day begins not in the morning, but in the evening, so that Sunday really begins on Saturday evening once the sun goes down. So that traditional formulation, keep in mind this goes way back to the apostles, who were all Jews, When they said the third day, they meant he was crucified on Friday during the day. On Friday evening, that's what begins the Sabbath for them at that time, Saturday. And then Sunday begins Saturday evening. So he rose Sunday morning, which would have been the third day according to Jewish calculation, not in modern American calculation. So that might be a little confusing there. I hope that cleared that up. Question 99. Why did Christ rise from the dead? Christ rose from the dead to show that he is true God and to teach us that we too shall rise from the dead. He did not rise by the power of his human nature, but by the power of his divine nature, which he shares with the Father and the Holy Ghost. That is why we often find it said in Scripture that the Father raised him from the dead. This he did to show how pleased he was with the sacrifice of his Son, and that he was accepting that sacrifice, as we shall see on page 170, in connection with the sacrifice of the Mass. And really, everything is connected in our faith with the sacrifice of the Mass.